Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right.
Wazoo! Wazoo!
Wazoo! Wazoo!
Wazoo!
Right, let's go.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub. Ticket stub.
Okay.
Heal Your Wounds is here once more.
Here we go.
Back once again with the Renegade Master. Elliot, how are you feeling?
I am mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions. We're very sorry we left it so long, by the way. We said it'd be post awards, and it was like 3 weeks ago, the awards.
It was.
But we lost it. So. Obviously, the emotions were too raw.
I think they were.
Ah.
You know, if artists, and that's what we are, create art about something personal.
Or her.
Or her. They can't do it immediately.
No. Know? Tragedy plus time equals podcast.
Exactly. We all know that.
Nevertheless, we're here. We're putting a brave face on it. It's been 3 weeks since.
That's the point.
My rage has only increased. My feelings towards Chortle as an organisation, towards the voters, now truly has reached fever pitch in terms of the venom.
Absolutely. We are handling this with no dignity.
No. We're demanding a recount.
Absolutely. And then, obviously, we don't want a recount. Because
no, we want one.
We do
publicly,
not want the numbers.
Live on BBC Parliament. We're here. We're back in my lovely flat in Tooting. Elliot's back. He brought some chocolate. He didn't bring a memory card, so he had to leave before the recording.
I'm very sweaty, listeners.
He's been running.
You enjoying that image there, you dirty perv?
You're dressed like... the John Goodman character from Roseanne.
I was going to say either that or the dad from Dinosaurs or Al from Home Improvement.
They're all about the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who am I dressed like?
You dress like Wurzel Gummidge.
Who is that? Who is Wurzel Gummidge?
He is a man who I think lives in a dump, maybe? Oh no, he's a scarecrow. Am I thinking of Stig of the Dump? Are they the same? I don't know. You've got a dirty shirt on, is all I'm really pointing out for listeners.
Do you like that image, listeners?
Oh, you dirty bastard. Should we become a sex podcast? There are a lot of
those,
aren't
there? What even is a sex podcast?
There's like, I don't know, just like lonely women host them. And then
what?
Lonely listeners send in problems like, oh, I like it when she puts an umbrella up during.
Oh,
and then the women
no.
go, oh, you dirty cow. And then we'll do that as well.
I don't want us to become a sex podcast.
Well, it's just the
I don't
way
think
we're
Heal
going,
Your
mate.
Wounds is a good name for a sex podcast. It's a bit graphic.
We're ever evolving.
What would we call our sex podcast?
Heal Your...
Go on.
No, it's too disgusting.
Go on, say it. Say it.
No.
Say it.
No, because it's too schoolboy. We're above that.
Is it heal your poons?
No, that's better. Heal your poons.
Even that we can't include on this because someone will think that's horrible.
No, that's fine. We'll do that.
Heal your wheeze and poos.
Oh, you dirty cow.
Should we start again?
No. Should we? How are you feeling about this award then?
Let's talk about the big issue first of all. We did not win the award, listeners.
No.
We're very sorry. We couldn't bring home that sweet Chortle Platinum. We are going to play some clips later of us at the awards. We went out before the awards.
Yep, had my first Guinness.
Elliot had his first Guinness on the night. What a night to have his first Guinness.
You want to hear my opinion? You're going to have to bloody wait.
Well, genuinely, though, may as well hear it now.
Okay, we're here at the Wetherspoons, round the corner from the venue. Elliot's just had having a pint of Guinness.
This is my first ever Guinness.
What a thrill to be here for it. How are you finding it so far?
It's nice. It's dark, but it's cold, so I like it.
And how are you finding the Guinness?
Nice. This is why. We've been going this whole way thinking that we aren't worthy, right? That's what we keep talking about.
I don't know about that. I'm kind of, I don't know. I think as the moment approaches that we're actually going to have to step inside and officially be nominees, I don't think we're ready for such a life change. I mean, there's a lot of people running up to us now in the pub going, oh my God, good luck tonight, guys. Sorry, we're actually doing an episode here. Get out the way, please, Pamela Anderson.
Elliot had a Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
I had some crisps. We both had pizza.
Oh, we did.
Now, this is we cannot stress this. We were worried before about whether we were going to get enough free pizza.
Yeah, because it was at a Pizza Express.
Now, the only... Pizza Express. That was my worry before I even found out where it was.
Mm-hmm.
The only question when we were there
was,
will we end up eating too much pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Did it affect our acceptance speech?
Because the milk will cause, in the dairy and the cheese, will cause you to be mucousy and built up.
Or hallucinate.
And the dough... Yeah, no, because it was at night time, we could have fallen asleep. And the dough will fill us up too much.
Yeah.
The tomato sauce is fine.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Yeah. And another worry of ours, obviously, was would they expect us to pay for it? Because neither of us can.
Neither of us were in a position to pay for that.
Nope.
There were dough balls there.
Yeah.
With garlic butter.
Garlic butter.
I mean, there was a lot of options there for us. There was a free bar.
Yep.
You took advantage of it.
He sure did. Sure did, buddy.
How much did you drink?
Not as much as I thought I would.
Why didn't you drink as much as you thought you would?
I just, I don't know. I drank quite a lot, but I wasn't drunk.
I think
the dough balls lined me too much.
We had a lot of carbs. We had a lot of carbs.
We're on the background of so many pictures, just stuffing dough balls.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like actual ITV celebrities. And then we're in the background going, like pouring garlic butter down our chests.
Yeah, maybe they thought we were competitive eaters.
Yeah.
Who were the celebrities that were there? Now, we talked a big game beforehand. Yeah. I remember I wanted Obama to introduce our award.
Turns out we missed him.
Must have missed him.
Before we got there.
Because who ended up doing our award? It wasn't Obama, it was someone pretty good, wasn't it?
There were two of them.
Two of them.
Got to have two hosts if you're gonna present an award as heavy as the Best Internet Award.
If you're gonna give that was it. There were two of them, and so we were thinking, well, there's two of us.
Jesus, we're gonna.
There's probably gonna be two trophies.
One for you, one for me.
One for him, one for me.
Yeah. It was as far as I can tell from watching it back, because I missed their names at the time. They are two. People from a reality show that I don't know. I think it might have been Love Island.
I think it was Love Island.
Which means we can now go and look at them in their pants.
Yes. Well, that will maybe... That's some consolation for us not winning, is that we can look at the presenters in their pants.
And then listen to the audience and be like, oh yeah, you say the name of our podcast.
Well, should we put that on? I mean, listeners might be eager to know what it's like to be at a big awards do.
Mm-hmm.
We have this recording. This is the moment when all of...
Yep.
The nominees were read out. Okay, so let's listen to this.
So the nominees are Capital Podcast, Inside the Comedian Podcast, Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre Podcast, and Heal Your Wounds with Sean McLaughlin Podcast. And the winner is...
So how are you feeling at this point?
At the point where they read out the nominees.
They're reading out the nominees. How are you... At this point, you must be feeling pretty excited.
As they say in the world, I was buzzing, my friend.
Yeah.
Because I think it's undeniable, and the listeners can attest to this. This isn't us doing... This hasn't been edited in any way. We had the biggest cheer. And well, you know it.
We had the... Maybe we did, but I think we got the biggest cheer because he read my name wrong. I mean, is that picked up in the recording well enough that he says, he was with Sean McGaughan?
Yeah, and then you went, yeah, McGaughan. I think the support was both for the error and the show itself.
A cheer for trying to the man from Love Island.
Yeah. He was so happy to be there. He said how happy he was to be there.
He was delighted. He couldn't believe it.
He seemed very nice.
He seemed lovely.
Yeah.
He came out. I think they did a little bit that they'd prepared.
Bit of banter.
Bit of banter.
There was a lot of that, wasn't there? There's a lot of people thinking they were maybe comedians.
A lot of people presenting awards at the Chortle Awards, thinking, great, this is going to be a chance to open myself up to the comedy community without knowing that everyone would stand in the shadows. And we're basically animals. You can't put a bunch of comedians in a free bar and expect us to respect a fucking dance instructor.
P.U.
What was that?
Just the jokes.
The jokes. Some of them were bad. Some of them were good, though.
Yeah.
Sure. Citation needed. So.
Exactly.
They've read out the awards.
Yep. We've now pushed... The Capital people were standing in front of us. We've now pushed ahead of them. We're ready to hop on stage, guys. You take your seats.
They were standing in front of us. They actually parted, you know, like the Red Sea, and they were like,
well, this is it.
They were like, well, you guys, you may as well have a clear shot at this.
Very, very respectful of them. Thanks, crew.
Yeah, really respectful of you. Really respectful of Richard Herring, who was, you know, so convinced he would lose, he didn't even show up.
Nothing to do with the fact that he was actually recording a podcast at the time.
Yes.
He was over in Leicester Square Theatre performing to a big full audience with Maria Bamford.
Maria Bamford. While his equal competitor was there in a Pizza Express having their name pronounced wrong.
Is that what's on your shirt? Is it just the garlic butter still?
Yeah, I will never wash this shirt again. What a great night.
Yeah, wonderful.
So they've read out our nominations. Mm-hmm. And then here's the clip where we found out what had happened.
And the winner is
Richard Herring's Leicester Square Musical.
Son of a goddamn bitch.
Absolutely fucking livid.
Fucking out of it. No point.
This isn't Richard. And such respect, we offered it, right? We were like, yeah, good on you, Richard.
So those were our thoughts in the moment.
Just the instinctual
Obviously, look, it's the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. You get a rush of blood to the head or the dick or you know, whatever.
Wherever control situation. We're not scientists. No.
Now, obviously, a few weeks have passed. It's the light of day. We're out of the cauldron of the awards. I don't know how you feel about it, Elliot.
Sure.
But I would like to say I completely stand by everything I said that night.
Oh, 300%, my brother.
That's it. In fact, I am more certain than anything that it was a stitch-up.
Yeah, we've launched an inquiry.
We've launched an official inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
We've hired PIs.
Yep.
And that is private investigators.
Yeah. We've hired a lawyer by the name of Michael Cohen.
Michael, Mr. Cohen, if you're listening...
Mm-hmm.
Great having you on board. Still loving that pen you gave us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, sir. We needed it.
God knows. Because we've got a lot of names in our little black book now.
Mm-hmm. Not returned our calls.
Pardon?
Hmm?
What?
Nothing.
So, I mean, let's face it. Richard Herring won. Congratulations.
Sure. Yeah, great.
If you're listening, congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, and we know, that it was a fucking stitch-up. Mm-hmm. We demand a recount.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's what we wanted to talk about today?
We demand that everything's counted again, but only from the other three. So if you cut Richard out, because obviously he shouldn't have won, take his votes away, and then when it's just us and Capital, David Reed, who wins then? Okay, and then after that, do it again, take Capital out. Who wins then?
Yeah, I don't understand as well. What I want to know, I just do think there needs to be more transparency in this. How... these votes are cast.
Sure.
How they're counted.
Sure.
Do Chortle count them themselves? Do they hire an external company to do them? Because if it's volunteers doing the counting on ballot
can't
night,
trust them.
Those, well, everyone's got an agenda. Mm. And I don't care how much you love democracy, you've got an agenda.
Yeah. And there's so many agendas now as well.
So many agendas.
It used to be just man and woman, as fucking, or her.
I think, yeah. I mean, great, great point. Really valid.
What a dumb joke. All right, so then we are...
I literally just got it. It was so it was so dumb. It was so dumb that it was actually below my...
It's on the other end of the carousel, it's fine. Just wait for it to come back around. So then we are milling about.
We're milling about, all right? Look, all right. We're licking our wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, they haven't healed.
They're not healing, mate. Bleeding everywhere.
Bleeding. Blood. All over Hoxton Pizza Express.
Yeah. Wayne Sleep dripping it off. He was licking it off the floor.
So it's bleeding. Who was that guy?
Who?
Did you say Wayne Sleep?
Wayne Sleep.
I don't know who he was. He came out. He danced.
That's his thing. He's a ballet dancer.
But I thought he was on Strictly Come Dancing and that's why people were happy. But apparently he's just a dancer.
He's an actual ballet dancer. And much to my horror... The crowd seemed to make him do a jig when he got on stage, and he did one, and it was very sad for me. But everyone else seemed to enjoy it.
Why was it sad for you?
Oh, he's not a dancing bum monkey, is he? He's a man.
He's not a dancing bum monkey, did you just say? Is that an expression in your community?
In my community?
Yeah.
What community is that, sir?
Don't worry about it. Keep drinking your sweet decaf.
So he did a little dance.
We saw him.
I just bumped into him twice.
Did you actually?
I nearly knocked him over. I thought I was going to kill him.
Yeah. Well, we were resting our drinks on him for about 5 minutes at one point. He was kind enough to say, "I'm not a table, lads." Good for him.
Yeah. And then he went off and did a little jig away.
Jigged away. Yeah. He was having fun. Of course he was. So what did we do? We just walked around. We had some more chats.
Milled about. We had a couple more chats.
Apologised to one of the hosts of All Killer No Filler. Kiri.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
We said we're very, very sorry that that you weren't nominated and we were.
She won two awards of her own.
She won. She had a great
Congratulations
night.
Congratulations to her.
She's totally wonderful. Deserved.
Absolutely.
One of the
hardest working comedians out there.
Yeah, one of the funniest people.
Wonderful she is.
I wish we were getting those sort of numbers.
So's your podcast not recognised, mate.
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah, wait, so you're doing a podcast tour of America and you're selling out Leicester Square Theatre with your podcast. Well, good for you. Some of us are being nominated for a Chortle Award.
Some of us don't need a premise, okay?
Yeah.
We're just white men. We get places anyway. Sorry, I'm
what
so sorry.
What an insult. We are. What an insult.
No, we earned it.
We earned
through
it.
Through our genes.
This is what we're given. We got to play every gift. So
we had fun.
The key thing is we had a great night. We didn't win, but eventually we will get our hands on the trophy because we've been able to win.
Of course, like this year, obviously, an old white man did win.
Didn't old? Yeah.
All right. It just wasn't these old white men. It was a different one.
Yeah, it was just a different one.
Yeah.
Next year it will come good. Next year, man. Will come good.
We'll get it. Oh God, would have preferred to win there.
It really meant a lot to you, didn't it?
No, I just think it would have been nice. Obviously, if you had the choice, you'd win.
Yeah, of course.
And even at the point when the people who didn't collect their awards, who weren't there, there were just kind of some awards scattered around the stage that people abandoned, and someone's like, "Oh, just come and get them. Come and take them away." And I went, I very nearly came home with the best show award or whatever it was, whatever got left behind, and I would have claimed it as my own.
I think the problem
awards was, don't matter.
The problem as well is that I think you genuinely believed in your heart that we were going to win.
I thought we would win because we shouldn't have been nominated.
I can't believe you thought that we would win.
We shouldn't have been nominated, so we should have won.
Well, that's such a dumb sentence.
No, it's not.
That's such a dumb sentence.
If we're
we shouldn't have eaten wood for breakfast, so therefore we deserved the forest.
In for a penny, in for a...
What does that mean? It doesn't
pound.
Mean anything.
It does.
But what, how is that relevant to this?
Because
we didn't deserve to be nominated, therefore we should win. That's then surely that means we shouldn't have won.
No, it means we shouldn't be there at all. So if we're there, we might as well win.
Well, yeah, but everyone's going to say that. If
science, idiot. Simple sociology.
What do you mean it's easy sociology?
I said simple.
Simple.
Fucking ficko.
Ficko? With an F?
Yeah. You're an arsehole, you are sometimes.
How am I an arsehole?
What are you doing? Say we won. Just say we won.
What, should we just pretend that we won?
Yeah.
We won.
Let's play the speech.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for voting for us. Commiserations to the other podcasts.
You tried really hard, guys.
You tried really hard. What could you say? Mm-hmm. When you're up against the best... you got to be the rest.
You're going to get knocked down by Apollo Creed.
You're going to get knocked down by Apollo Creed.
Which is what we are.
Just quick shout out to our wives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where you are. Come home.
Agatha, much love.
Margaret, loving the hot pot this week. Great leftovers. Also, while we're here, can we just say that we are leaving our internet provider, Audioboom.
Yep.
Repeated sex scandals emerging from their office.
Yep.
We've received a lot of very crude emails that we don't agree with and attachments.
Weird pictures.
And not like even sexual pictures, just pictures of like a dog surfing. That's weird.
There's a pencil drawing of the loose women panel.
Why would you draw that?
What reaction do you think we're going to have to that?
It's one of the weirdest things. Words 95 clip art, but like spelling out like Instagram. Like he would never have said that.
It wouldn't have known.
No.
Weird. And the Audioboom have sent a rep. I see you over there.
Oi, Timmy, get your head out of that trough. Look at us,
Timmy. You like these? Are you like these cojones?
Oh my god. Look at the size of Elliot's balls, everyone.
Look at this. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Hey, Timmy, you like them cojones? Because you're going to need to have bigger ones than them to offer us a good deal on for audioboom.com. Bye, everyone.
Fallows out.
9/11 was an inside job. So that was the speech that we could have delivered.
That we did deliver. We were all there.
We're going to take a break. We're then going to catch up with what we've been up to.
Yes, and just our normal personal lives.
Just our normal personal lives.
And we are going to get personal.
Welcome back, everyone.
We've calmed.
We're over it.
And again, awards don't matter.
Awards don't matter, but we hope to have another crack at it next year.
I mean, we've won awards in the past anyway, like between us, and they mattered, but this one doesn't.
What do you mean? What do you mean we've won awards between us?
I won the Head Teacher's Prize in 2010. And I won the...
You were a head teacher in 2010?
No.
What happened to you?
I was within the head teacher's favourite kids in 2010, and I won a book.
I thought that was very young for you to be a
head
teacher.
Yeah, before that, we've already discussed it. I won the food tech prize because I'm a boy.
Oh, yes.
And the boy died.
Yes, of course.
So then I won.
Yes. We should have done that with Herring.
Is that a threat?
If he'd have died, we would have won.
The minute Richard Herring dies, which, heaven forfend, then we demand this award.
We will be, let's say he dies.
Clawing at the door.
Let's say he dies 8:30 a.m. Yeah. 8:32 a.m., we are at his house.
Yeah, like the police rule us out as suspects, but there is a lot of our DNA all over the place.
Imagine if he died.
Once we grab that award and we're sitting like...
They go, you can't grab that award. It was the murder weapon. Shut up.
Yeah. And then it turns out one of the other nominees did it.
Imagine if people... Should we listen to that? Let's talk about this. People give money for podcasts now. Like on Patreons.
I know.
What the fuck are people doing?
It's like...
What? There's people sleeping on the streets, you know. You just walk past a homeless person.
I know they do, don't they?
You walk past a homeless person, you go, nah, I'm not giving you my money. I'm going to give my money...
to a free radio show.
Three people who don't need it. Yeah.
Fucking, we have gone to the dogs, haven't we? Sometimes I defend people my age, and sometimes it's shit like this.
I just think... If you subscribe to a podcast or if you're a Patreon to a free show and you don't give to any other charity, you need to take a massive look in the mirror, mate.
It should be like
Either give to nothing or give to good things.
All of your fundraising should be 80% charity, 10% free money. You can spunk that on whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's the other 10%?
Yeah. What?
You said 80 or 10, then 10. That's only 90.
Yeah, that's all of it.
So you've got an extra 10%. If you've only been spending 90%.
What am I going to put it on?
You've got extra 10% every week.
Oh my God.
Think of all the investments you could make.
Oh my God. You know what I'm going to support?
What?
A YouTuber. I want a YouTuber to just talk about films for 11 minutes a week and think that they should have a salary for that.
Who have you got anyone in mind?
Oh, they're just all on there making money from things I think are no effort at all.
I actually have a big bit about YouTubers in my new stand-up show.
Your new stand-up show, Hail Mary?
Yeah, my new stand-up show, Hail Mary, coming soon to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, I can't wait. And then it's going to be...
Because you know that there's a big YouTuber called Sean McLaughlin.
It certainly is. Jacksepticeye.
Jacksepticeye is called Sean McLaughlin, and I'm now receiving, I would say, too much of his of messages meant for him.
Oh.
And a lot of them are probably, well, come see the show, but...
Do you think he'll be seething?
I think his audience are too young to be as horny as they clearly are.
Oh, top of the morning to you, little girl!
Yeah, you've been watching it, haven't you?
And then children to just take their pants off. And he gets money for that.
Do you know how much he's worth?
Oh,
over 2 million.
Fuck me.
He's touring America as well. Why is everyone touring America?
Doing what?
I'm playing games.
So he plays video games and he makes money for
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
yeah. I play video games for free.
Well, then we should set up a Twitch account, just me and you. If we set up a Twitch account, do you reckon people would watch it?
I think as many people as listen to this would probably watch that.
40 people a week? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's
40 funny, people
yeah.
a week who all inexplicably seem to be higher for the comedy industry.
What is up with that? We know who you are, listeners. We know you are our friends and people with actual jobs in comedy, and then nobody else.
Weird. Anyway. Why do you hate YouTubers so much? Why do you hate YouTube reviewers? Why don't you just
I'm
do
just
something?
I'm jealous.
Why don't you we'll set up a YouTube channel. Let's set up a YouTube channel with us.
I'm not a hypocrite.
You're not a hypocrite?
No. It means I can't ever do it now, even though clearly it's, you know, the dream for anyone to be
it's
able
the
to
easiest
do
money.
Nothing.
People will just... You can't believe it.
Here's a bloody question for you, mate.
All right.
And this will... When people go like, oh, no, loads of hard work and only the best people come to the top. All right. Why is there literally no ugly YouTuber? Why is it exactly that people don't want to watch that? Is it because everyone's at home? Dicks aplenty, whapping it away as soon as any of these people come on screen.
It is a good point, Eva, because even Sean McLaughlin and Jacksepticeye, I mean, I don't know how gorgeous he is, but he's very like cool and skinny and... They're all quite cool and...
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Literally, there's no like, hello, welcome to the cooking show.
They're all very conventionally attractive people. Why? Oh, it's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Isn't it odd how all these people... Here we go. Isn't it odd how all these people from quite a young age...
Seinfeld's back, everyone. Go on. Go on, Seinfeld. What's your new premise?
Isn't it odd?
Bum, 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 bum.
YouTube, you seen this YouTube? Isn't it odd how all these YouTubers from quite a young age are told they're really important and very powerful and very special, and then after a couple of years, there's rumours that some of them are doing naughty sexual harassment things, and then all the kids are like, oh no, they haven't done anything, and then they get away with it, even though there's obviously no smoke without fire, because people who think that much of themselves from a very young age are always going to have a warped sense of opinion on themselves and what they can do and not do, and yet here we are, bloody, we haven't done anything. I haven't done anything.
Are you saying that we should start having weird sexual experiences in order to boost our ratings?
I feel like that's probably going to get us in the news.
I don't want to be in the news.
I want to be in the news.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, let's get us in the news. Let's break into the London Zoo right now.
All right. If you are willing to get us into the London Zoo...
Then subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon. Get us in that zoo.
Imagine asking for money for this.
Fucking
imagine
animal.
If we asked for money for this.
I'm on a fucking animal. Give me £10.
Can you imagine? You imagine that? Imagine it. Hey guys, we set up a Patreon. We think
you
should be giving us money to do this.
What animal would you do?
Would I fuck?
Yeah, for free.
Human.
A human. Oh.
I'd fuck the zookeeper.
Yeah, all right.
I'm a tired and tortured soul. Don't get much sleep. I guess I get that way by thinking too deep.
So that's not the only run-in with a celebrity we've had. Do you want to tell the listeners this? Are you allowed to tell this story?
Yeah. Well. All right. So, from what's the celebrity?
We could beep it.
Yeah. So the Chortle Awards.
Yeah.
We saw quite a few people we really like.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of established great comedians there. So a week after.
Yeah.
I was at my friend's gig, friend Adam. He's doing a charity gig, and then the headline of the gig was.
None other than. Go on.
TV's.
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan.
That's not the name. See, now I won't beep that, so people will know it's not Johnny Vaughan.
Okay.
But it is a TV comedian, who I've heard rumblings isn't the nicest.
This TV person is someone who is a twat.
I've heard he's a twat,
but I've never heard him be as much of a twat as you say.
I'd heard he was a twat. So what happened was, so we saw the show, like we saw the rest of my friend did his bit, and then we saw the rest of the show.
Yeah.
He did, did his bit, and 5 minutes of his 10 minutes on stage was definitely Ricky Gervais material, like established, recorded Ricky Gervais material, to which me and my friend were aghast.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we were in the green room, and
the green room, for people who don't know, is the room where the cool comedians get invited after to smoke herb.
Oh yeah, so I was in the green room.
Good lord!
And
green room is a dressing room.
Dressing room, dressing room for gross people. He was there, and he had his arms over two young ladies, and then one of the first things he said to us was, "Hey guys, I've just established that these two are the same age as my daughter."
Oh,
and he gripped onto them quite hard, and they didn't seem very comfortable with it.
I just can't believe that John Major did that.
Yeah, and then it's not John Major, and then they managed to wriggle out of that, and then sat separately.
Yeah,
and then he was speaking to me and my friend very unpleasantly for a long time, and it featured the phrase, "What are you two, a couple of puffs or something?"
Oh,
and then he got both of his index fingers, and kind of kept touching the tips of them together. As if that's what gay people do with penises.
That is the bit. That is the bit that I find the most. It's shocking.
Because how old is he? I'll pull up his age right now.
Oh.
And I won't beep that. Because it's not proof of him saying anything.
It's not proof you're saying anything. I mean, anyone can probably go online and find out who was closing a gig that you were on at.
I wasn't there. I wasn't on.
You weren't? No. Which friend was on?
It's my friend. Adam. He's 49.
He's 49?
He's 49, and I think he thinks gay sex is people touching the tips of their penises together.
Or touching their index fingers.
Yeah, he might be there. That's how I get off. It does turn out that he's an absolute piece of utter shit.
I'm very sad to hear that.
He's a human turd. Well, I wouldn't particularly idolise him before that. So.
No, I mean, he's not a well-regarded... It's not like he's a... Whoa. It's not like, oh, Louis C.K. is a prick. And now also...
Yeah.
You know.
It's a shame because his Ricky Gervais material killed. People really liked it.
Well, of course. It was written by someone who's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Elliot, we all have clashes with celebrities. And they're not... You know, don't ever meet your heroes.
Have you had one?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
You sure? Go on.
Hugh Laurie once took the last steak bake. We were in Greg's. He was ahead of me.
Yeah.
I was ahead of him, actually.
Yeah. And he took it.
And he just... I went, "I'll have the steak bake, please." And went, "Okay." And he went, "I'll have that!"
Whoa!
He just took it. He went, "I'll have that!" I was like, "But you're Hugh Laurie." He went, "Certainly am! No one will believe you!" Punched me right in the noggin.
And then he just left it off, did he? Yeah.
And he just ran away.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a limp in real life.
I'd forgive him. What it went to in your personal life.
Oh.
Or your professional life.
Oh, I went to Hawaii. The listeners don't know that, do they?
Oh, yeah. You went to Hawaii. How was it?
That's good.
You're brown.
No, I was.
You were. You're not now. It's been three weeks.
It's annoying, really. It was a great holiday. Listeners should know that me and my girlfriend won free tickets to fly there, so we would never have gone there.
Yeah.
And it was such an amazing place to go.
Mm-hmm.
That now that we're back, I mean, I actually think it's ruined my life winning those tickets. There's no way I can ever find joy in anything again.
Was it too special for you?
It was so special. We literally watched the sunset on a mountain over the clouds.
And what did you feel when you watched that?
I felt genuine peace in my spirit for the only time. We watched whales, families of whales, swimming right, like 10 feet away from us.
Okay.
That was ruined somewhat because the guy driving the boat kept singing along to Linkin Park, but it was still a magical moment.
And now you feel your life back here is just unsatisfactory.
All I do is send invoices. All I do is send invoices to fucking comedy promoters in the Southwest who don't pay. They don't pay. I'm going to have it sorted by the end of today. Well, he didn't. I sent it to you on the 19th of March. Well, he didn't. He says, if it comes from my wife's account, don't freak out. Who have I got myself involved in? My life's fine. What can I say? Can't complain. But that's what's been going on in my life. Since I come back, nothing. Just gigging, working, writing. Occasionally just shooting some b-ball outside of the school. What have you been up to?
Bits and bobs. Got the old plates spinning them.
Yeah. What plates? What's on the plates?
Well, obviously, I've got my other podcasts.
Oh, I guess you want to plug all them, do you?
Scarers. We just had a new episode out. Where Have I Come My Lifelong Fear?
Of dogs.
And it turns out it's not just a fear of dogs. It's a fear of something a little bit more emotional, a little bit deeper than that. Maybe you get into the old psyche of Fallows, and you may never return. Why is Harriet crying? Still knocking about? Still doing very well.
Still knocking about.
I'm in the background of that sometimes.
It's a good show.
Piecing it together for a couple of brilliant comedians called Harry and Sunil.
Yes, they've been on this show many times.
Yeah. You know them. I forgot you know them.
What do you mean? We're living together in Edinburgh.
Yeah, my busy mates, they are.
Okay.
It's going very well. You can still watch my Turtle Canyon show if you want to watch me kissing people.
Do you ever just tune in and watch those bits where you're kissing them?
No, I've got a version that is just that anyway. So I don't have to scroll.
GIFs.
Yeah. I got GIFs of me kissing.
Yeah.
Speaking of people on the internet, Shawny Plops, you got some stuff out at the moment.
I'm on the internet, everyone.
Yeah, he is.
I did a recording a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know whether I'm going to record the whole thing. There's other developments in terms of me releasing something that I probably shouldn't. It's a bit hush-hush.
Ooh.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh.
But I've put some clips up.
Some clips on YouTube of Sean's stand-up.
On my Facebook.
Yep.
Sean McLaughlin Comedian on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McLaughlin on Twitter.
Yep.
And Sean McLaughlin. Well, it's actually not that on YouTube. Do you know my situation at YouTube?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of strange, isn't it? So your profile name is something odd.
My profile name is one that I chose clearly when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
and I'm now legally not, well, I'm not legal. You're not allowed to change it unless you've got 100 subscribers, which I'm very close to having. But until then, I'm contactable on seanmclaughlin.com/intergalacticegg.
Intergalactic, so youtube.com/intergalacticegg.
Yeah, but it should be Sean McLaughlin, it should be slash Sean McLaughlin soon. And if you type Sean McLaughlin into the search bar, you get to see me, and I'm putting up loads of clips, and okay. I'm putting up more tonight.
And that's us trying to beat that other Sean McLaughlin on YouTube as well.
Well, we're not going
to
beat him. He's got 16 million friggin' subscribers.
I'll beat the fuck out of him, and that is a threat.
Thanks, mate.
Okay. Oh, I found you. There we go. I've subscribed.
Let's have a look. Have you genuinely?
Oh, you're checking I've subscribed?
Yeah.
All right, well, now I've subscribed then.
Genuinely?
There you go.
Why would you lie? I've got it right here.
Subscribed.
Have
just
you actually?
Yep.
Yes, it's clips.
Brilliant. And they are great. And you keep popping up on other people's podcasts as well.
Oh, yeah.
You whore.
I am a whore. I'm more of a podcast. It's hard to know which one of us is more of a podcast whore, isn't it?
You're prolific. You're on all of them.
Couple episodes of Russell Kane's one.
Russell Kane.
A few for Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais, yeah. Knocking about on there quite a lot.
Knocking about on there a lot.
Yeah. So just get a load of us, guys. We don't need your awards. We're all over the shop.
Awards.
Sean's on his way out.
I'm on my way out, literally and figuratively.
Elliot's sticking around.
I'm going to stick around because I got a token for free beer and I got nothing to do tomorrow.
I have to get a coach to Manchester. I'm with my girlfriend who's Canadian and real. Say hello, please.
This is terrible. People aren't going to believe that you're real. She's not... She's real. Tell them that she's real.
Sean's talking to a pepper grinder and it's really sad.
I'm fucking this pepper grinder. What's up with that?
Maybe that's it. We don't become Patreon, but we give people 20% of the podcast's earnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're technically already doing that.
Yeah, technically. You've all made as much as we have out of it.
Yeah, I don't know an awful lot about percentage, as we know, but I think they're already getting that.
They're getting
You know what? You know what, listeners? You can have 100% of what we make currently.
Do you know what, listeners? We have decided to dedicate all of our earnings of this podcast to charity. That is a solemn vow.
Yeah, what charity do you want it to go to? Pick a disease.
Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease. You got Crohn's? Not for much longer. And that is a promise from me. All right? So the things we've said today are, let's just summarise before we leave. Anyone with Crohn's disease, you're going to have a cracking summer. The other Sean McLaughlin, I'm going to beat you up because of what you did to my friend Sean McLaughlin. Richard Herring, that wasn't a threat to kill you, but we will come in your house after you die. Heaven forfend.
Heaven forfend.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And I think that's all of them.
That's all of them. Thank you very much, Elliot. Yeah. The key thing is we're very grateful for your continued patronage.
Thank you. Me.
Bye.
Bye.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McGaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows and hosted by a big booby. And you can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.